At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is another Hannah. Hannah Barrett is her name. 10 years ago, she had a flourishing career in finance. But when she discovered yoga when trying for her first baby, she realized what her life was lacking. Strength on the inside, a sense of knowing who she truly was, and the ability to feel completely comfortable in her own company. Hannah is now one of the UK's leading online yoga and meditation teachers. She's helped hundreds of thousands of people through her best-selling app, workshops, social media demonstrations, and classes. Her first book, Yoga Happy, encourages you to incorporate key disciplines, thoughts, and actions into your everyday life. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Hi, thanks, Hannah. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And so I want to hear about your personal journey, first of all. How did you discover yoga and what did it do for you?
Yeah, so I suppose I discovered it many, many years ago. I used to, as you said, I worked in finance for nearly 10 years and I used to be a bit of a gym addict, and I went to the odd yoga class every couple of weeks. But when I was getting married, we decided we wanted to try for a baby quite quickly, and I just thought I needed to manage my stress. I was so stressed. I used to work really, really long hours, and I was like, I'm going to start trying yoga properly and doing what then turned out to be a daily practice. And I think it was like, I went into a class once and I was just told, I was put in child's pose and told to breathe. And I just thought, you know what, I don't pay enough attention to how I breathe. And just that pause, that kind of conscious breathing just shifted something in me. And over time, like, I just found such sanctuary in my yoga mat, and it, cliche as it is, it changed my life.
Because a lot of people have kind of preconceived ideas about yoga. There's a lot of myths about yoga. You know, we're used to seeing, you know, fit celebrities doing yoga and doing these really complicated positions and things. And, you know, there'll be some people that will be really put off by that and think, oh, no, I couldn't possibly do yoga. But that's not the case, is it?
No, and to be honest, I think I was a little bit one of those people when I started, because I was really strong from the gym, but I couldn't touch my toes. I wasn't very flexible. And I think that is the biggest myth that I hear people, my students say now, people coming to me say, oh, I'm not flexible, I can't do it. But actually, like, they're the people that need it in their lives, right? And yoga isn't these poses you see getting into the splits or floating into a handstand. It's so much more than that. It's like a holistic way of living. And I really wanted to bring that out in my book, Yoga Happy, and make it accessible to everyone, those, you know, who had yoga in their lives and those that were a little bit scared and had never tried it.
So how is breathing and meditation all brought into yoga? Because it's not just a physical thing, yoga, is it?
No, so it isn't. And, you know, I think most people think of it as these shapes, or we call them asanas, the postures. But actually, the breath is at the heart of a yoga practice. It all, when you're moving around your mat, it all centers on the breath and bringing you back to the moment right here and now. And it's all about being mindful, being present, feeling connected to your body, to your life. And I think my meditation practice in particular was a savior of lockdown. Like, I got COVID right at the beginning back in March 2020, and my anxiety shot through the roof. And it was my reminder to slow down my physical practice and to find more of these quiet yoga practices. And one of those was meditation. And I massively upped my meditation practice. I changed it, and it really brought me strength in a very uncertain time.
So do you meditate every day?
I do. That's one of my kind of non-negotiables. Even if it's just 60 seconds, I try and do at least 20 minutes, if not two sets of 20 minutes. But sometimes life gets in the way and I'll do like 2-3 minutes of pause to breathe just to kind of center myself, because I find it brings so much calm and clearer perspective.
Yeah. Again, there's often a misconception with meditation. People picture people sitting there with crossed legs and the hands out with the fingers touching and chanting Om. Obviously, you can do that, but it doesn't have to be that, does it? How would you describe it in a really kind of simplistic way?
Oh, and yes, people always envision that, don't they? Sitting on a hard floor in cross-legged or lotus, thinking about, you know, clearing their mind. And actually, if I told you now to close your eyes and clear your mind for 60 seconds, it's impossible. And it's about witnessing the mind and coming back to yourself and keep bringing yourself back to this present moment. And I don't meditate in cross-legged on the floor. I do sometimes, but my regular practice is in a comfortable chair, like an upright position. If you want to kind of dip your toe in the water, there are so many guided meditations out there. You can find some on my app, but you can find many, many on the internet. And you just find somewhere where you're comfortable. Maybe you try it at a time of the day, like first thing in the morning can be really good to build a habit. But my other big tip as well to people is try changing it up in the fact that don't always get used to meditating in a really quiet, like dark room, say, because then when you need it, when you're on a stressful tube journey, say, you'll find it really hard. So try doing it outside in the park. Try doing it, you know, when your kids are playing a game and they're being really noisy, because actually you'll get so much more value for being able to find calm in those moments than just getting used to being somewhere very, very quiet.
Okay, interesting. And I didn't realise that there are, with all the different yoga poses that there are various poses that are good for certain ailments or certain things going on in the body. So poses that are good for headaches, back pain, things like that.
Yes, absolutely. Like certain flows, my go-to flow. So in the book, I've got a digestion flow and a headache flow, and they're my go-to poses. And it's basically the poses that create that feeling of calm, that activate what we call the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest system. Particularly if you have indigestion, that's really helpful to get your body out of that fight and flight mode and to get it feeling calm, being able to digest your food, taking a moment, like heart opening postures, like creating that space in the body that you need. It's also like, I also have a go-to flow if I've been working at a desk all day, because I often find myself feeling like the aches and pains, as many of us, I'm sure, do. So yes, there are postures that work wonders for certain things.
And the other thing that people will say, and I know because I've said it myself, is not having the time, whether it's not having the time to meditate or not having the time to do yoga or whatever. And you're saying, you know, you can even do 60 seconds, you know, a minute or two of meditation and like 10 minutes of yoga or something. If you can incorporate it into your day and for it to become a habit, it can start to make a real difference.
Yeah, I think exactly that. I think let's take away these like crazy goals of doing 60 minutes a day, because it's just unrealistic. We live hectic lives. So why don't we start by, you know, maybe doing a breathing technique for 1 or 2 minutes. And as you say, getting on the mat for 10 minutes. And that makes it easier to prioritize. And it's changing our frame of mind as well, changing the language around it and making it a priority rather than saying, I don't have the time. So think, actually, can I get up 10 minutes earlier? Because over time, creating that habit, you're going to then make more time, because you're going to see the positive effects it has, not only on your body, but on your mind, on your day, on your productiveness, on your, you know, being able to act rather than react to stressful situations. But start small, because it's the easiest way of keeping going.
So when you decided to put this book together, how did you do it? What kind of book were you trying to provide? Was it easy kind of putting it all together, working out the sections and all of that?
It was, actually. It was really easy, because I really wanted to share the collection of tools that have helped me over the years and that have helped my students as well. And so, you know, when I was like sitting down and thinking about how the chapters would work, it all fell very quickly into place, because I knew what I wanted to have in there, and they were all quite different, so I could split them out quite easily.
I've just been looking through the book. It's a beautiful book, by the way, really lovely. And funnily enough, I just opened the page on yoga flow for digestion, which we were just talking about. And the next page is yoga flow for headaches. So there you go. It's all there. And yeah, and it's really easy to follow, isn't it? So you can just kind of would you recommend people start at the beginning and work through, or not necessarily?
Do you know what? Not necessarily. Like, you can, if you don't know where to start, start at the beginning, start with the postures, because that's kind of what people associate with yoga. But I really wanted this to be a book where people could pick up and take from it what they need. And actually, the feedback I've had so far has been wonderful. And people have just said that they, you know, brought them what they needed at that point in time. So whether that's you, you know, you think, I want to start a journaling habit, I want to do some more self-study, some more reflection, I want to start journaling, so you just go to that that chapter and you take what you need. It can be taken as a whole, or it can be taken in pieces.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give it a go. I'm honestly going to give it a go. I've been one of those people that have had that kind of preconceived thing with yoga, and I've tried a few classes over the years, and I struggled with it. I'd always kind of, I don't know. I know it makes a difference having the right teacher and things like that. And there's so many different types of yoga, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And it can be, you know, you might have tried it in the past and thought, oh God, this really isn't for me. But it's probably that you need a different style, a different teacher. And one point I want to make that's kind of connected. So I have an amazing student in one of my classes called Mary. And Mary started yoga when she was 65, and she's now 75, and she can float up into a headstand, and she has real issues with her spine as well. So I love this fact that people, you know, you don't have to look a certain way to practice yoga. You can literally be anyone, anywhere. And I often do a class actually with a corporate where we do the whole thing seated. So it's a chair flow. So you really can find a practice that suits you, suits your body, suits your level. You really don't have to feel intimidated by what you might think yoga has to look like, because it looks different for every single body.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. If people want to get a copy of the book, I can definitely recommend it. It's called Yoga Happy, and it's by Hannah Barrett, who we've been chatting with. Listeners can get the book from our website, tre.radio. Hannah, thanks so much for joining us. You've been very inspirational today.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. And let me know how it goes. Good luck.
I will. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.